Good evening once again, everybody. This is Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show. I'm Mark.
And I'm Simon.
There you go.
I think. Did we get that right? I think we did.
Yes. Let me check my license.
Okay.
So, welcome back once again. And if you, so this is our first episode of the new school year.
So we're not playing anything to do with school.
No, we are not.
Yes. In honor of that, we're not doing anything to do with school.
But in honor of the recent passing of Queen Elizabeth II, we're doing all wall-to-wall Queen, except for that one that was the Sex Pistols from the soundtrack to Lost in Translation and God Save the Queen, which is a bit late.
Yes. Well, you know, God can't save everybody. He's got other people to save.
95?
He saved her 96? For a long time. I mean, she was 96 years old, so...
96 is a decent time.
Maybe he is saving her by, you know, bringing her over to wherever we go after we leave this plane of existence. Then, you know, the crap's going down around here. So maybe he just thought, you know,
maybe we should spend a whole episode, no music, just yakking about philosophy and religion, theology.
I'm already worried that we've already lost our one listener with this conversation. So
this guy's talking about this crap.
Let's play some more music. So we're gonna, in honor of the Queen, we're gonna play nothing but Queen
from here
tonight.
On out,
from here on in. So hit it, Mark, with some Queen on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
This
on
is the single from the soundtrack for the movie Flash Gordon, and simply called Flash.
So slashed and torn.
We are on.
Oh.
Yes.
The song's over?
Song's over.
Oh.
Queen and David Bowie, Under Pressure, from several things, including Bohemian Rhapsody and what was the other one?
Gross Point Blank.
There you go.
Yeah. So you caught me mid-conversation there. I wasn't prepared.
Sorry.
Yeah. At least all my clothes are on. Not that it matters to the people listening, but.
It would matter to me.
And probably the people walking by this, you know, booth with lots of glass out to the public. So. We might not be asked to return if that was the case. I mean, we're supposed to wipe down the studio, but, you know.
Well, sanitation is everything.
Yes. Right? You know, pants are not optional here. Anyway.
Not to the next person sitting in that chair.
That's true. So, Queen, you know, I was thinking on my way here, like, there aren't too many other bands that have an entire soundtrack like that they did. I mean, there are some, but not that many, right?
True.
And Queen has done like at least three that I can think of, or two that I can think of.
The two big ones were Flash
and
Flash
Highlander.
Gordon and Highlander.
Yeah.
Highlander won.
I feel like there was something else. Oh, then, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody does all Queen stuff.
But really
that doesn't really count. But, like, I mean, AC/DC is all
Maximum Overdrive.
Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah.
But I can't think of any other bands that did the entire soundtrack. Other than Queen and AC/DC.
And even then, Queen did all the songs in Highlander. They didn't do the score, but they did the score in Flash Gordon.
Right. Yeah, still, there was no other bands featured in Highlander other than Queen.
No.
And like, with Maximum Overdrive, there's nobody else featured other than AC/DC in the score, in the other songs,
right.
Other bands, other than the score. I don't think that – I can't think of – I'm sure there's other ones, but I can't think of it.
I'd say those are two big ones.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think – and like you said, like, you know, biopics and all that don't really count because
no.
Obviously. Anyway, so let's play some more Queen since it's Queen Day here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show.
From the soundtrack to the film Highlander. This would be the opening theme song. It's Princes of the Universe.
All right. This is Indie 101.5.
Power.
such an awesome movie. It's one of those. I remember when you and Jay and I think watched it, maybe Brandon's the two, at my place. We were going through all the. We'd seen all the hit movies from Jumbo.
Right.
And then we just said, hey, this looks interesting. It's just a guy in a trench coat with a sword on the front.
Yeah.
So we brought it home, and it was just an amazing flick.
Yeah, wasn't – there was a Highlander TV show, wasn't it? Was it there already out when we saw the movie?
No.
No? It wasn't an inspiration to go see the movie? I don't remember.
There was no – there was just the first one. It came out in 86.
Right.
At the theater, and then we probably saw it a year later when it came out on video.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't a big hit at the theaters. It was a big hit on video, and then somebody decided, hey, let's make it see Highlander 2.
Which was a bad,
that was a mistake.
Bad move. Yes. Yes, it was a terrible movie. Actually, the concept of a second movie was really good, but the execution lacked. Let's just put it that way.
You know what happened? I can guarantee someone had a script had written for a half-assed science fiction movie and said, you know what, this needs to be a Highlander film because we need one to go now.
Maybe. Yeah, it could be. It could have been
easily. It felt shoehorned.
Yeah. Well, bringing Sean Connery's character back from the dead was a little silly.
Yes.
I remember the show being pretty good, though. The
show was decent.
Yeah. It had a sort of Kung Fu The Legend Continues feel to it.
It's because it was shot on Canadian soil.
Yeah. Well, it was shot. I'm sure it was the same company, production company.
More than likely. But yeah, it was shot in Vancouver.
Yeah. So, and I seem to recall, so at the very beginning of the movie, well, near the beginning, Sean Connery's character is training Christopher Lambert's character.
Yes.
And he finally, for some reason, the Scottish guy has like a samurai sword and he's fighting the other Scottish guy, which has like a bastard sword or Claymore. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, when Christopher Lambert's character finally triumphs over Sean Connery, he like flicks his sword into the sea.
Well, he lost it. He parried out of his hand.
Yeah. But the sword goes flying into the sea.
I'm
in
sure
this
they
shot.
Found it.
And well, they did not. And years later, somebody found the sword in the ocean and thought they'd found some medieval relic, but it was actually just the sword that they threw over the cliff in or one of the swords. They probably shot it like 15 times.
Oh,
they
yeah.
probably just kept chucking swords over the cliff anyway. So there's a little trivia there about Highlander, the movie.
Amazing is someone probably thought, oh my God, it's an amazing archaeological find.
Right.
A samurai sword in Scotland.
Oh, but it wasn't the samurai sword that went over. Sean Connery's character. It was the Claymore sword that went over. Yeah.
Lambert sword.
That was the whole, it was, because, yeah, that must be it. Yes, it must have been Lambert's sword, and then it went over, and then he got, because he ends up getting the samurai sword from Sean Connery's character.
Right, because he did.
Right. I still don't understand why they had a samurai sword, but anyway, never mind. Let's play some more music.
Let's do that. The closing credits theme from Highlander, A Kind of Magic, which is also the same title as the album that most of this music is on. So the Queen album, A Kind of Magic, doubles as the soundtrack for Highlander, except for one song, which we'll play in a bit.
Alrighty.
It's a kind of magic.
Snap along.
It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one gold, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shaft of light that shows the way. The doors of time, it's a kind of magic. The way magic.
Vision by Queen, as we're playing all Queen tonight.
In honor of the fact that we recently lost the Queen.
Yes.
Well, we didn't lose her. We know where she is, but she's passed away.
She's on a plane right now back to London, while they lay in state for a couple days.
Right. Well, I think she's actually her coffin is in Edinburgh until like it was supposed to be there for 24 hours starting like this morning. So I don't think she's going to take off. I don't think they're going to move it to London until tomorrow. Okay. But anyway,
no, she's on a European tour.
In case you're in case you wanted to head out to London, England to, you know, catch the
corpse.
Yeah. Apparently there was a lineup of 30 hours in Edinburgh today to get to see her, and she was only there for 24 hours, so I'm not really sure how that works.
Yeah, see, the whole monarchy thing doesn't sit right with me. It's the 21st century.
Well, why, yeah. I mean, they're almost more like celebrities now. They don't really have a lot of power.
No.
But in England, they're a little bit more into it than we are here in Canada. Yeah,
that's true. I remember a few years ago, she was in Ottawa for the for Canada Day.
Mm-hmm.
And a buddy of mine was doing sound at one of the big speaking events there. And I remember he was telling me that when beforehand they told him that you cannot how to address her should she talk to you, but otherwise don't talk to her.
Mm-hmm. So like Mike Myers.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. Mike Myers does it either.
Yeah, well,
she's a freaking queen. I get that, but still,
Yeah,
you got luckier at birth than I did. Screw that. You're a human being like I am.
Well, I understand that, but I mean, one could argue that that is the case with anybody who inherits money, and she inherited a bunch of money and power just like anybody else that has money. So
still doesn't make her a better person than me.
No, but she was a better person than you, just so we're clear. just so you know, she was a much better person.
I really can't argue with that.
that's more a dig on you than a compliment on her. But
I understand. But in anyway, theory, that's all I'm saying.
You know who is also a pretty good person? Who's Freddie that? Mercury. Let's play some of his music.
Nice segue.
Yeah.
So from the soundtrack to the TV show Good Omens, and we'll explain a little bit why this is pertinent, it's another one bites the dust on Soundtrack Show. Indy 115.
Ways that you can hurt a man and bring him to the ground. You can beat him, you can cheat him, you can treat him. Burlington and surrounding areas. This is Indy 101.5.
Lazing on a Sunday afternoon. It's Queen, originally from Night at the Opera.
All right.
And more recently on the soundtrack for the TV show Good Omens.
Right. Well, that was that Amazon Prime thing, right?
Yeah.
That was a great show. And based on a great book.
Yes. One of my favorite books of all time.
Yeah. It's mine too. One of my favorite books. And how could it not be? It's written by two of my favorite authors, Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman, teaming up.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great story. It's a shame Terry Pratchett didn't live long enough to see it come as a movie or a TV show. I'm pretty sure I read that he and Neil Gaiman talked extensively about what a movie or TV show adaption of the
book
would
look like. It was in
development
for like 10-20 years.
So he had a say in it, but it's too bad he didn't get a chance to see it. But
I think he'd be pleased.
Yeah, Queen is particularly relevant to that.
They kept the
show.
Queen gag in there, so.
Yeah, they didn't really explain it very well, I didn't think, in the TV show. But the gag is the demon Crowley drives a Bentley around, and anything you put in the tape deck, because this was written in the 80s,
yeah.
Anything you put in the tape deck eventually just starts becoming the Queen's greatest hits. So no matter what you put in the tape deck, it'll eventually just be Queen. So I'm not really sure what that says about Queen, that it's a demon's car and all that, and it's cursed. But
I read somewhere that Freddie Mercury back in the day was happy with it. He liked the gag. He thought it was funny.
Obviously, I never met Freddie, obviously, but I feel like, all those British bands, those British rock stars, they all have that British sense of humor.
Yes.
A lot of them did. I mean, like Led Zeppelin and George Harrison bankrolled Monty Python and the Holy Grail, right? So that didn't surprise me that Queen would like to be in on that joke anyway. Let's play some music from Good Omens, then, some more music, right? That's what we got coming up next.
Speaking of Crowley, the doctor, in his Bentley, I'm in love with my car, which is the B-side to Bohemian Rhapsody.
With the pistons a-pumping, and
Okay, we're back. Queen, I'm in love with my car.
And some other music, too, by Queen that Mark didn't mean to play. Or was the end of that song? I'm not sure.
It was the end of the song, actually.
All right. I hope nobody was trying to use their tape deck to record that, because Mark just topped over it. So
if you did, power to you.
Yeah, good for you using cassettes still. Of all the mediums that we've been through since in my life, I'm not disappointed the cassettes are gone.
Well, they were convenient. They didn't sound particularly good, but they're convenient.
Well, I don't know. They get stuck in the tape deck, and they got stretched, and you'd have to buy a new one. You could make mixed ones, but it took forever to do that.
Actually, that was fun.
I liked making burned CDs better.
That's true.
That was more fun. Now it's boring. You just press.
Now it's Spotify.
Spotify does it for you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Little topper on the Good Omens thing.
Yeah.
Good Omens season 2. It comes out in November on Prime.
So if you haven't watched the first season, do yourself a favor and watch it before November so you can see the second season. And if you haven't read the book, for God's sakes, crack the spine of a book and read something and read Good Omens. Or if you're out there driving the car a lot or something, get the audiobook. It's actually really good. Neil Gaiman is the narrator for most of his own audiobooks, and he has the smoothest voice.
Yes.
It's very pleasant to listen to. All his books are great, but Good Omens is definitely one of the better ones.
He did an episode of The Simpsons a while back.
Yes. No, I haven't seen that one, but I think I'm going to go look for it now.
It's great. He steals a book that is being crowdwritten by Bart, Homer, Lisa, and Mo.
Ooh.
And so that's he cons them into joining, and then he steals the book from them. And he cheated himself to the top of the bestseller list, and he can't even read. That was the line from the movie, from the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we seem to have gotten off topic. We're supposed to be talking about the Queen.
Well, yeah.
Then what's Neil there Gaiman to say? Neil Gaiman's cooler than the Queen, though, let's face it.
Damn straight.
Yeah, all right.
So, of course, you can't have a big 70s rock star like Freddie Mercury and the band Queen without doing a biopic. And that biopic was called Bohemian Rhapsody. So the next couple songs are from that movie. Starting with this one. Their first big hit, 1973, I think it was, Queen, Killer Queen.
Right here on Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Dig it.
She keeps them away, Shonda, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cakes, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At a time of limitation, you can't take it. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen, gunpowder, jeopardy. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. And appetite. Wanna try? To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, she's in that way. Perfume came naturally. Forgot she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. You're absolutely right. She's trying to get you.
insatiable an appetite.
So then I says to the guy, oh, shoot, are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
I'm just kidding. All right, this is Indie 101.5. This is Mark and Simon's Soundtrack Show. And that was Fat Bottom Girls by Queen.
Yes.
On this night of Queen music. Music by Queen, in honor of the Queen.
In honor of Liz.
You know, I was thinking, why is she Liz? Why not Beth? I mean, Beth is just a legitimate short form Elizabeth. Why isn't she Queen Beth? Why is she always Queen Liz?
We should have known that song.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Beth? No. Well, I mean, if Queen played it, then it would fit, but I don't know. We have many more good Queen songs to play. And I would also like to mention, despite the fact that Fat Bottom Girls is probably not the most politically correct song these days, it is one of my favorite Queen songs.
It's a great tune.
It's a great tune. All right. We're coming to the end of the evening here, I think.
So while we have lots of great Queen music to play, don't have time for it. So
yeah. Well, let me just, before we get to our last song, let me just throw a couple things out there.
Sure.
Next week, we're looking for people to call in and tell us what they've been watching and if they thought it was any good. And, you know, we'll get some, like, our own underground version of Rotten Tomatoes out there. Like, let us know what you're watching. Are you movies that you saw, TV shows that you're binging? Did you dig them? Did you not dig them? Did they have music? Did they not have music? Let us know. Call in and let us know. Or if you want to get ahead of it, because you know you won't be able to call in at 7 o'clock on a Monday, check out our Facebook page and leave us a message by messaging us, or just I'll put a post up that you can add in a comment to.
And the Facebook page can be found by searching for Mark and Simon Soundtrack Show on Indie 101.5.
Which this is what you're listening to right now, if we didn't mention that earlier.
Yes.
Stay tuned for Pure Phase Radio with Dylan and Tom, who are two super cool dudes who play super cool music.
Yes.
So check it out.
See you next time. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Be excellent to each other. Good night, everybody. Of course, we have to end on this one.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway the wind
blows, doesn't really matter.